Okay, so I am here with my friend Damaris, who joined me in the Kajira phrase episode, and we wanted to talk today about Irene Gakwa. Thank you so much for volunteering to come and do this and talk with me.
Of course, because I had a lot to say.
Yeah.
I had a lot to say about this case. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll start. What do you have to say? Talk to me.
I feel like this case is one of the most sinister out of all of the cases you've gone over in this podcast. The one that came close is the woman who was married to the white man and allegedly went missing, and they found all the blood in the attic.
Elizabeth Sullivan.
Yes. This was so sinister. The fact that this man made it seem like she just left and was draining her bank account, deleted her email address. This is crazy. I found it to be
Right.
insane. Insane.
I agree with you. And I didn't mention in the episode that Nathan is also white. So for all you people out there, divest, divest, because only black men are killing us. Listen, it can
No.
happen at any time with any of these dudes because patriarchy. I mean, I said what I said.
When you told me that he was white, I said, oh, wow. Because the whole time I was listening to it, when you didn't mention it, because initially I figured he was white because she's in the state she's in. But when you didn't say it, I said, this was a black man who did this to her? Like, I was just like, what? Oh my God, because instantly it screamed white to me. It really did. It screamed white to me. It's so unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. When I saw her photos, she was so tiny. Tiny. And
Tiny.
why didn't anybody tell her that Craigslist is not the spot? The man looks like the killer. He looks like the killer.
He
Clearly looks
does.
like the killer.
Right. And he even said that he didn't have any friends. How are you this grown in your age and you
Listen,
don't have any
that's
friends?
not a red flag. That's a red carpet. You hear me? What you mean you don't have friends? And
Right.
nobody likes you? No.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Right. Like Craigslist. And so and that part's always really vague, like in the reports, because it's like maybe she went on Craigslist to find a couch and met him and they struck up a friendship. Like I'm hoping it was that and it wasn't like in the Craigslist ads for dates because she only moved here in 2019. Like it's not like she came
Yeah.
in 1995
Yeah.
when you had to take an extreme measure like doing something like putting out an ad. Like now we have dating apps. Craigslist, it's kind of like this is known
To be
for a
the
long time
seediest
that we don't do
place.
this here anymore.
Yes.
Like we did at one point, but now we've be moved beyond that. Also, like in the same regard, when she moved, nobody helped her move out of state, way to Arizona from way up north. Like, nobody wanted to help. Like, because my thing is, how didn't anyone know that she lived in Wyoming?
That was crazy to me. So you didn't tell your family for whatever reason. I'm thinking, like you did mention, clearly some type of domestic violence, emotional abuse, control going on his part. However, I would think you just wouldn't tell anyone. You told your best friend though. but you didn't tell your family. That really didn't, I don't know, it didn't add up for me. It didn't add up for me. I couldn't
Interesting.
understand that. Because I would assume if you don't tell your family, you're not telling anybody.
Yeah, that's true. She did tell her friend, but to me, that's not abnormal. Like, I feel like you would tell Kiki before you told anyone else. Like, you may not tell anyone else, but you're gonna tell Kiki.
Me, I tell everybody everything because I don't know how to keep anything to myself.
Well, there is that part. But I feel like for most people with a best friend, it's not abnormal.
This is your family. Like, you moved here to be closer to them.
Well, see, it's that part for me.
Right?
It's
Like,
that part for me. Like, you came for them because, again, she didn't even want to.
and
Like, this
they
wasn't on her
cajoled her.
radar.
They were like, come on,
Exactly.
come.
Like, this will be a great opportunity for you. Like, she had a good job working at a hotel. She had her
Listen.
friends. She was very happy, according to her father.
She lived a nice life in Kenya. Why would her family encourage her to move to the ghetto of which is America? What are we talking about? Especially to a place where there's only about five of them who look like them
Right.
in that.
Less than 1% in
Listen.
Wyoming, and I think it was like less than 2% in Idaho. I mean, tiny numbers. I was surprised to even hear that they were there.
There was a lot of moving around, a lot of moving around for her. That was crazy to me. So she started
Right.
in Idaho and then she went to Arizona. Then allegedly she was in Houston, so she said, but she really wasn't. She was in Wyoming. I don't know.
Well, so the move to Arizona wasn't a move at all. It was fake. She never lived there. That was the first place that her brothers checked out because they're like, okay, send the cops to the house in Arizona because they had this address that Irene provided to them saying that that's where she moved to. Turns out she didn't move there, nor did
Yes,
she move
now
to
I remember.
Texas.
That's crazy. Why would she lie? See, that's what I don't understand. I'm just like, it had to
But you
have
know
been him.
what?
It had to have been him. He had to have sent that message because I just can't see her just straight lying to her family. They had such a close relationship.
I mean, I can because I don't think her family liked him. Her brother said in a recent interview, and he said that, he didn't like him.
Yeah.
So I can understand kind of why she kept it. Like, we don't really know her family dynamic
Right.
because the narrative is coming from her family. She's not here to speak.
Right. That's
No one
true.
really knows like what that's like. And she, she is from Kenya. And if you notice, like the brother's male, the father male, these are the ones speaking. Now her mom is in her life, but her mom isn't the one speaking. Everyone who's speaking for her from her family is a man. Her best friend
Okay.
hasn't come forward. The one who said, like, this is we're there's a cultural aspect here
Okay.
that is different because they're a Kenyan family. So I can kind of see why she lied.
Question. I don't remember when she told them she moved to Arizona. She told them she was moving. Did she tell them she was moving with her man?
No, they had
Oh,
no
okay.
idea.
Okay. All right.
They had no idea. But here's the thing for me. Like, this is the why that I have about Irene choosing to leave Idaho where she had, support. Why did she tell them that she was moving to Arizona? Because she told the brothers that, but she told her parents that she was moving to Texas. Between the brothers and the parents, how did they not figure out that she wasn't, that there was a lie told to someone, right? Like, that was one thing that stood out. The other thing is, why? What was the whole point in the lie? What was the whole point? Like, and that's why I say that it was him in the sense that she was already being coerced. She was already obviously under his thumb. Like, it's very obvious that he was in control, even when she was alive and well. But I keep coming back to, if my sister said that she was moving to Arizona, I need all the details. You need to show me the mover's receipt. I want to see the drop-off address if I
Absolutely.
can't go. but chances are I'm going to try to go, or my mom will. Like, somebody's coming with you. I moved out of state. My mom was with me. When I came back, my dad was with me. Like, there's none of this. You're going by yourself. So
exactly.
I want to know who helped her move. Like, so nobody helped. Obviously, no one helped her move because nobody knew where she lived besides her friend, who I want to say lives in Florida. She doesn't even live in the area.
Here's a thought. What? They offered and she said, oh, no, the job I'm going for is paying for everything, paying for movers, paying my relocation. That's the only reason I could think of them not helping her move, because why else wouldn't they?
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
But how long was she gone? Y'all didn't even go and try and visit her. What? She came to this country because y'all asked her to. Y'all didn't go try to visit her immediately?
Right. No, they didn't. No one did. Mm-mm. Because here we are. Because she had moved the whole year before. Like, she had been gone. So they didn't even know. The last time they saw her was for Thanksgiving of 2022. So I'm kind of under the impression that it was her coming to their house.
Clearly, because they didn't know where she was living.
No clue. And I don't know what she told them about her relationship with Nathan. Because one minute he was there, like one of her brothers said in an interview that, you know, he came for, you know, like family gatherings or whatever. But I don't know what she told them to explain how she was doing this by herself and he wasn't involved or whatever. Like, I don't know how much they knew about their relationship. Like, maybe her brothers thought that he was just a friend, because they were all surprised to find out that this was actually her fiance. There were a lot of lies told. There were a lot of lies told. And she didn't have a history of that, according to her father.
This is just, is mind-boggling. It really is.
But you know what it is, Damaris? A lot of people who don't live here, they have this idea that it's going to be this really great experience. But for so many people, they experience a lot of horrible things. And it breaks my heart that she came here for whatever reason she came for. And this wasn't it. Someone decided that he was going to do something. Now, it is possible that she got in the car, I guess, that night.
No, it's not. I'm calling bullshit. You got in a dark SUV. Sir, please. That's no. No.
You're right.
Miss me with that.
You're right. And that just didn't track for her behavior, like her character at all.
She got in the SUV. She left, but she left all her stuff here. She left her cards and everything.
Well, no. He said, this is the part that really pissed me off. He said that she packed all her stuff in
plastic bags. What are we talking about?
So she didn't have no luggage? This woman who traveled all over, she put her stuff in trash bags. She put herself in plastic. Where was her suitcase? Like, you could have done better with the story there. What was the other thing? Oh, that she had been at some restaurant. I'm curious what the restaurant was, because the way that it was kind of conveyed, that earlier in the day, she had been out. And then she went to a restaurant. Now, the implication is that she went with someone, or she met someone there. And then when she came home, you know, she decided she was leaving. Even though he never said in it, or it was never reported that he said, you know, she met someone at this restaurant and then she came home and wanted to leave. No, he didn't say that. But he said she went to this restaurant. And then suddenly she comes home and she wants to leave Wyoming. She tells me she's leaving. She throws all her things in two plastic bags. She walks out the door, gets into this black SUV. They drive off into the night. That's what he said.
Question. Once again, this is always going to be a question in this day and age. The pinging of the cell phones. Did they ping her cell phone to see?
Well,
were they able to go through all of that to see where she was when these messages were sent to her family? These bland English messages, one word answers after February, was it 24th, I believe, the last time he video chatted with his daughter? Where was her cell phone?
Honey, how about like, it took them a whole month to report her missing? So any opportunity, like, so the police, I'm sure, have probably tried to pull her police, her phone data. I assume that they have tried to do that, but they started late in the game.
There are just too many things that don't add up. It's like, okay, she came here for the nursing program. You convinced her to stay. So clearly, you have a close relationship with her. How do you go a whole month without reporting? Like, it doesn't, I don't understand. There are too many things that just really don't add up. You never went to visit her. You never attempted to visit her, as far as we know, because there haven't been any reports about that. The last time someone spoke to her was February 24th, saw her face. And you're just going by these text messages. You know what it, people have a language. Everyone has a language, a special language with each other in text messages. You mean to tell me the first time she sent you a message that was off, it didn't alarm you? You didn't try to call her phone? Nothing? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't.
Well, see, to me, what that speaks more to is that she actually didn't have a great relationship with her brothers. She had a good relationship with her parents, but it sounds to me like the relationship wasn't that
So
strong with
maybe
her
it
brothers.
deteriorated. Okay.
And
They
like
didn't
they
like her
just
man, and
weren't.
she just was like, I don't want to deal with them.
That could
Possible.
totally be a thing. That could totally be it. Right now, no one knows that. I mean, because there has to be something to explain all of these things, right? Because I keep
No.
circling the drain about that too. Like, to me, it just says that it implies that they weren't that close, and
I don't know. I
maybe had a
mean,
falling out because they didn't even try to, like,
okay.
it doesn't seem like they were that communicative with each other, obviously,
That could be
you
it.
know.
They could have had a falling out. I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions. I love him. I don't care if you don't like him. I could see that conversation being something that occurred. I don't know, man. I don't know. And then again,
I
it's a
struggle with
cultural
that
thing
too.
too.
That exactly. That's why I struggle with that part you just said, because I don't really know that she would do that. Like, if that would be her, that's a very like New York, California response. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's very American.
And you're right. You're right.
I find in a lot of cases in other countries, women don't really do that a lot.
Yeah.
I read a whole, write up about her. And the first one she did was background on Irene and her family as much as she could. And her father, he painted a really lovely picture of who Irene was as a person. And so based on that, it just doesn't sound like she wouldn't respect her brother's opinion of him. But maybe Nathan was abusing her and got
Got into her
so far
head.
into her head. And the other thing here too is I want to avoid, and this is why I always say on my podcast, like, I go down this rabbit hole too. But ultimately, no matter what Irene did and what her brothers didn't do, the one who I think knows what happened, who saw her last, that's the person that we need to be holding to the fire,
I
because
mean, absolutely.
she lied, sure. But was he abusing her? Why was she isolated? Why was she lying?
I mean, he
Why
was
did he have
abusing
her cell
her.
phone?
Maybe not physically, but absolutely abusing her. Emotionally isolating her. Come on.
Big, huge red flag.
Also, a woman reported a metal drum in her front yard or backyard. Why they didn't go check that out as soon as she reported it? When did it go missing? How soon after she reported it did it go missing? Why didn't anyone come check it immediately?
I want to know how soon after it happened did it actually get reported? Because it sounds like as soon as Wyoming got the report from her brothers when they drove like 800 miles to report her missing at the Gillette Police Department. When they went, the police immediately investigated. So, in regards to the neighbor who saw the drum burning, I imagine that that may not be an unusual thing in that area. So perhaps she wouldn't, she didn't even, maybe she saw it, but didn't think anything of it until the investigation started and maybe they started questioning the neighbors. Did you notice anything weird on this night?
Okay.
I can imagine how that came up because, yeah, that seems like sort of like a natural way. Like, I don't know if anyone noticed anything abnormal.
Okay. When I read it, I interpreted it as she called the police when she saw it in her backyard. That's how I interpreted it. Maybe I read it incorrectly. Because that, to me, is like, well, there's nothing but whites over here. So they would definitely respond with the quickness if someone makes a call about that while it's happening. But maybe that's not what happened.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how transparent the reporting is being. Like, maybe there's some negligence. Maybe it was abnormal and she called it in and they just didn't come and get. But to me, that doesn't fly.
Me either.
I think that they questioned her after the fact, after Irene was reported missing, and she said, "Oh yeah, well I did see that happening." Okay. And you know, yeah, I don't know what happened from there.
It definitely wouldn't track. A white woman calling there's something burning in my backyard and the police not checking up on it. That's not right, happening.
For sure.
Especially exactly. In that town, like that's no.
Right. It's a small town. You know those, you know, exactly. It's Wyoming.
The police chief probably knew her. That's not happening.
And it's not abnormal for people to burn their trash. Like, listen, my family, my stepfather's family's from from Kansas. Mm. And it is not abnormal for them to burn their trash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I lived in Colorado, that wasn't abnormal. People had those big drums in their backyards. So that's why I see that as just being like Tuesday in some communities. Okay. So they probably saw it and maybe took notice because perhaps that wasn't the norm. Maybe that's why it stuck out. But I'm sure, I imagine that the police came a knocking, hey, your neighbor's missing. What do you know? Did you see anything around this time? And the person's like, oh, well, yeah. You know, one of these nights, such and such happened, and I saw this. Like, I could see that. But they didn't give any context. Like, the police are being very tight-lipped about what they have.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever they have, they don't have enough to charge him with anything. Well, that's the thing. Not for her disappearance. They got him on the financial crimes because he was big as shit with that. Like fucking 80 transactions on one credit card in like such a short period of time.
BK, like, I was trying to get her to come back. What? You sound dumb.
He did sound dumb.
I was trying to get her to come back. How did you get her cards?
Right.
Was he making online transactions? Was it just that he had
numbers? He was doing a bunch of online transactions, but he went in to the store and bought things with her cards. Exactly.
So you mean to tell me, she came in from being in this restaurant, said I'm leaving, and she forgot to take her card? Do I look like Boo Boo the Fool?
He thinks people do look like Boo Boo because that's his story, girl.
She wasn't working anywhere. There was no record of a job in Wyoming for her. They didn't talk to coworkers. Like, what?
So she did have a job in Idaho, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if she had a job in Wyoming. Like, her life in Wyoming is not known because it was secret. The people that she left in Idaho had no fucking clue that existed for her.
The best friend didn't.
The best friend knew that she was there. I don't know. That friend hasn't made a statement. Like, people who knew her, the only people talking, I'm telling you, are her brothers. Like, their family. Like, they're the ones, like, saying, they're the ones doing the advocacy. And this woman named, I can't remember. Keister is her last name. Jody Keister, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
she is a community member, just a regular citizen who has taken on most of the search efforts. So they search for Irene in that rural and those fields.
They're not gonna find her. Regularly. He burns her body.
That's what it sounds
it's
like.
It's clear.
They're also looking for the drum because, you know, someone questioned, like the police were looking for the drum and anyone who saw his car. Or that car, that mm-hmm. silver, that gray crossback vehicle, that car, that Subaru, and the drum. There's some type of correlation there, and it has something to do with Irene's disappearance. We assume that it is him, but they never meant. They just want to know: did you see this car in and around this area at this time? That's what they want to know, and then. I don't know if anyone has come forward because there have been no updates about that.
So did they search his house looking for her phone or anything or he got rid of that?
They have searched his house. They searched his house. They did all kinds of stuff, but whatever they have found or not have found has led to them not having enough to charge him for anything in connection with her disappearance. Wyoming, I want to say, has had maybe two successful cases where there was a conviction when there wasn't a body, a conviction for homicide when there wasn't a body, mm-hmm. but it's hard. I don't know if they're trying to gather evidence for that now that they have him behind bars, but here's the thing. He had a whole month to get rid of evidence where no one was looking.
Okay.
So the barrel may be in a completely different state. It may not even be in the vicinity. He had a whole month to get rid of it, back to make sure to secure it again. Like he moved for several days completely undetected and off everybody's radar. So while he may be stupid, I don't think he's a complete imbecile. I have to assume that he took some measures to cover his tracks because otherwise they would nail his ass to the cross because they got him on everything else. But all they could get him on were the financial crimes so far.
That's crazy. It's crazy. And it's so sad.
It is sad.
It's so sad.
I feel so sad for her. When I was writing that script, girl, I had so many moments because she just looks so tiny and happy.
Yeah, she's so tiny.
And like her smile is so big. I mean, my heart, it broke. She came over here for a purpose, for a reason, and someone took her because she would not be gone out there all this time, no word or nothing. She has nieces and nephews that she cares about.
Exactly. She didn't come over here alone. Like she has family.
Right. She talked to her best friend. She talked to her father. She was planning to go for that wedding. Her father had been talking to her about, the wedding coming up in August. She was planning to go to that, looking forward to it. And now, you know, there's no answer. So her family said that, you know, they're happy that there's something, you know, Nathan is behind bars. But the reality is the original problem still exists. Where the fuck is Irene? At least let them have her body. Let them have that where they at least can lay her to rest properly with love and send her off.
Yeah.
But to do this, like how cruel do you have to be? Like this man is a monster. I believe that it is him.
I mean, are we surprised? Are we surprised? It's in their DNA. And clearly he has a mental health condition.
Clearly.
There's for him to not have any friends or anything, homeboy, he's bugged out.
Absolutely. There's a reason why he's a big old grown man who has no
associates. He's not playing with a full deck. You know what I mean?
Look at him.
Something is off with him.
To look at him is to see.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he looks like the killer. What was she thinking when she saw him?
I wonder too, because it couldn't be there's my Prince Charming. The fuck?
Where?
Harvey.
Unless.
Couldn't.
You know how it is with a lot of our people, the whole get you a white man.
Mm-hmm.
But not that white man.
Right. I mean, listen, go get you one.
But not that.
Can it not
one.
Be right? Can it be like the best you can find? Like, he couldn't have been the only one. I'm sure that there were a lot of like eligible.
But what do they look
around.
Like out there? Are there a lot?
Girl, did you hear me say in that episode that I forgot Wyoming existed?
Girl. No, but she met him in Idaho.
Or wherever, same thing.
You know what? You know the visual I'm getting. 600-pound life. Them people.
Yes, that's what he looked like. That's what Nathan looks like. He looks like he belongs on that show.
I just pray for her soul, man, because it's so sad.
It is sad. I just hope that one. The police are actually asking these questions and investigating, and two, they're getting the answers that they need. But as of right now, whatever they have, whatever is known, Irene is still missing. Let's just hope for the best and hope for answers, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
But thank you so much, my friend, for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. This case was definitely scrambling my brain and I needed to discuss it. So I appreciate this. You giving
thank
me the opportunity.
You, thank you.
And shout out to all of your listeners.
Yes, because so many of you talked about Damaris, saying that you liked her, you thought that she was funny, you wanted to hear more. So when she told me that she wanted to come and talk about this, I was like very, very excited. So yes, I had to have her back. So
but thank you to all of you for supporting my girl, because she's doing something very important and she couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you for recognizing who she is and what she brings.
As always, thanks for listening. I just want to let you know that I am going to take a few weeks off for a very much needed and incredibly well-deserved vacation. So I'm going to be gone for a few weeks, but don't fret. I will have a new episode for you as soon as I come back in June. And I'm hoping to make a big announcement about the merch store that I've been working on for the last few weeks. I'm hoping that I'll be able to finally get that launched. I know a lot of you have been asking me about Misogynoir Murders merchandise, like cups and mugs and t-shirts. And I have to tell you, like, all of the t-shirt designs are really, really, really nice. So I'm hoping I'll be able to come back with some good news about that. But until then, folks, y'all take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and please be safe out there. And I'll catch you next time on Misogynoir Murders. This is a Savvy Sounds production, written and produced by Renetta Rideout.